Hey, y'all. Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Dean today. I had my little friend Jenna on showing everybody how she makes her breakfast casserole. And I said, well, I've made them 1,000 times. So I thought, well, I can't let Jenna get one up on me. I got to share with y'all how I make mine. And my cousin Don is still here. And he shows up just in time to eat. Y'all take a look. Oh, thank you, Rob.
You're welcome.
It looks wonderful. It's been so long since I've had any Vinny's pizza. Oh my gosh, look at that thin crust, y'all. I'm sitting here at Vinny Van Gogh's pizza shop, and everybody that comes and visits this city is going to wind up here at Vinny's. It sits on Franklin Square, and they've got the best, thinnest pizza that you ever put in your mouth. Oh my gosh. Oh, Rob.
Good.
Oh, it's better than good.
Awesome.
And look how big it is. So big. This is one slice?
Yes.
Thank you. It's delicious. Do y'all cook this on a stone, Rob?
Yes, we do cook it on brick ovens.
A brick oven. Well, you know what? I've got this pan at home, and this is just triggering some thoughts. Do you ever use cast iron?
No, I've never used it, but I did discover from the owner, Paul Miller, mm-hmm. he told me the best way to reheat pizza, if you ever get good pizza, like ours, frying pan.
Right.
It'll crisp up the bottom.
Right. I use a lot of cast iron, too. And I'm just sitting here ciphering. Ciphering, thinking about my cast iron.
At least you're this close to us, so you can come and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Time,
right? There you go. Thanks.
Lady and Sons, right,
you know,
down the
what?
Street.
Yep. I'm going to need a box.
I will gladly wrap it up for you. Is that okay?
I have forgotten how big they were. I'll take the rest to Michael.
I will wrap it up for
you.
So good. Gladly.
Thank you.
There you are, Paula.
Oh, thank you,
very
Rob.
Much.
Oh, thank you, Paula. Love Vinny's.
Thank you very much, and
thank
we appreciate you.
Rob.
Come back anytime. You
are
you're welcome.
So welcome, and I will be back.
Thanks. Take care.
Now, remember, y'all, it's Vinny's. Vinny Van Gogh's. Downtown City Market. Best pizza you'll ever eat anywhere. Good morning, y'all. Today, actually, I visited City Market the other day. And, you know, there's a place that's been here a long time called Vinny Van Gogh's. And it's like a Savannah Institute right down in City Market. You can go in there and get a pizza by the slice. And it is so good. He's got that real, real thin crust. And of course, you order one piece and it's like this big. It's like two maybe regular pieces of someone else's pizza. But anyway, I had a good time talking to the little manager and just talking about pizza in general. So it got me to thinking. So I said, okay, let's maybe attack pizza in a little different form. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to make like a breakfast pizza like, but I'm not going to use like a pizza crust. I'm going to use one of my favorite foods in the whole world, and that's a potato, y'all. I'm using just a frozen hash brown, and I've got some melted butter here, and I'm just going to pour this over the hash browns, kind of like if you were making a graham cracker crust. You know how you're going to put the melted butter in it so that it will kind of stick together. So that's what we're going to do this first step. And before I start mixing, I want to salt and pepper it some. And I got some good stuff up here. I've got my sausage, and I've got a couple of different kinds of cheeses. So we're just going to mix that butter and that salt and pepper up in these potatoes, y'all. Just like this. And I might better spray my pan, because when I go to slice it, I don't want it to stick on me. So let me give this a quick spray. And you notice we're doing this not on in a round dish, but on a rectangular dish. All right, so here we go. And I'm just gonna pat this down so it'll stick together and, you know, form a nice cuttable crust. Now I've got my oven preheating back here, y'all, at 350 degrees. So because it's sausage, I think I'm gonna pre-cook it just a little bit. Now if it was ground beef, I probably wouldn't. You know, I had, at Vinny's, I had their pepperoni pizza and it's so, so good. But you know, they're coming up with more ways to make pizzas, all different kind of combinations. But I'm an originalist. I just love pepperoni. I've also got some caramelized onions back here, y'all. That's gonna be real good on our pizza, on our breakfast pizza. You know, and I think this might be one of those dishes that you can do the night before, do all the prep work, and just maybe save the scrambled eggs, but go ahead and pre-cook your potatoes a little bit and your sausage, put it on your pizza, and then the next morning, just break your eggs and finish it up. And that would save you some time, because sometimes breakfast can be one of those meals where we're time hungry. It's hard sometimes starting of the day to eat a decent meal, except maybe the weekends, you know, that's real nice when we can get up and cook a leisurely meal and the family enjoy it. All right, so just for a short recap, I got my potato crust cooking, and I'm going to rotate this pan, because sometimes your ovens have a tendency to have hot spots. I've got my sausage, going to pre-cook it a little while, and then when we come back, I'm going to bust my eggs and finish putting this together. And just so happens my favorite cousin is here visiting me, so I'm going to have him come in and help. He and I love our time that we spend together in the kitchen. He and I both share a great love of family and food, so I'm going to see if he won't get in here and help me. So we'll be right back. Going to get to meet Don Hires. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. Okay, y'all, welcome back. I probably have let this crust cook about 15 minutes, y'all, so little time lapse, but I think it's like just right. My potatoes have dried out, which is what I wanted. See how they're kind of dry looking. And I think I hear Don.
Hey, Paula.
This is my cousin, Don Hires. And Don and I have always been close, haven't we?
We have.
Since we were little kids. And, you know, he tells his story about how I made his life miserable. I don't know that that's true, though.
Well,
did I make you miserable?
You just know how to get under somebody's skin. Oh.
Y'all, I'd rather tease Don than eat when I'm hungry. So anyway, Don grew up in Lakeland, Florida, and of course I grew up in Albany, Georgia. So yeah. We only got to see each other like a couple of times a year.
Three times a year, but we always had good times.
Yes, and I don't see how I could have warped you and made you miserable just in a couple of visits a year. Well, Don lives in down around Crystal River in Homosassa now. Some of the most beautiful parts of Florida. And, you know, that's where Grandmama and Granddaddy Paul had Magnolia Lodge, that beautiful
right.
hunting and fishing lodge on the mm-hmm. Crystal River.
Yes.
But I'm so glad you're here. Don and his wife, Darlene, they come up and visit us a good bit, and they always spend Christmas here with mm-hmm. us, and they usually stay here like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Kind of like them fish.
Just seems like 3 months, don't it?
No, we have a good time. But Don is a great cook. When I first got in the food business at 42, Don, he didn't know it, and I didn't tell him, but he was kind of my food hero. Outside of my grandma, Paul, mm-hmm. she was yeah. queen of the kitchen. But Don has always been a little more nouvelle. He likes kind of fancy stuff, where I cook a plainer thing. So I don't know if you heard, but I'm making a sausage breakfast pizza. So anyway, the other day I went down to City Market
mm-hmm.
and stopped in at Vinny's.
Yeah. Oh, love it.
Had a piece of pizza. It's so good. It's the best pizza in the world.
It is.
So, you know, you just get to thinking, how can you do this or do that or mm-hmm. give things a new twist? So we're doing like a breakfast pizza, but our crust is these hash brown potatoes that I put some butter and salt and pepper in. So why don't you start cracking these eggs
okay.
for me?
I can do that.
And I'm gonna be grating some cheese.
Okay, I can do
I've
that.
I've got a Monterey Jack here, and I've got a sharp cheddar. But when Don comes to visit, Darlene's not allowed in the kitchen.
No.
She can come in and eat. And she can wash the dishes. You got some shale
I
right
sure
there,
do.
Baby.
I sure do. But you didn't see my fingers going
No,
there.
I did not see it mm-hmm. at all.
Oh, how's those eggs?
I think they're perfect.
Okay.
All right, let's put a little cream in them.
All right, how
and
about
then
that?
Salt and pepper them.
Okay, do that.
Here. So there you go. And I got the cheese grated.
All right.
If I put the extra sharp cheddar on this.
Oh, I think so.
What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah.
And let that cheese kind of melt into...
Sure. And it won't burn because you're going to have the eggs.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't like my cheese to get mm-mm. brown. I really like to add my cheese like right there at the last.
Absolutely.
You know, so maybe this will get the cheese flavor.
Sure.
But
sure.
won't get like the brown.
No. No, this will be like a little... I don't know, sweater on it.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Now, let me get our sausage. I'm just going to kind of evenly spread mm-hmm. that around. This is going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be delicious.
And like I said, I think you could change this around and, you know, have it as a dinner.
Sure. Sure you can.
You know, if you just change your meats but do the potato crust.
Oh.
I'm digging your shells out. Not that we care. All right, now I'm just going to pour this over our crust.
That's just going to be delicious. It's going to homogenize everything.
Yes, it's going to homogenize. Don was the first family member on the higher side, y'all, to graduate from college. And that just impressed me beyond words. That I actually had a cousin that was a college graduate. Because I drove by college one day, but I forgot to get out and go in. So, I mean, you had no idea, Don. I would never have told you. You know what a hero you were of mine.
Oh, Pauline.
I never told you. Never told you.
Oh.
But you were and are. I've always admired your smarts. Watching Jeopardy with Don is...
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
He's just smart. Oh, I'm about to forget my caramelized onions.
Oh, just delicious.
So we're going to bake this maybe for 20 minutes. I don't know. We'll just keep our eye on it.
Oh, it smells so good.
Doesn't it smell good? Those caramelized onions just smell incredible. All right, so in the oven this goes, Donald.
Ooh.
And we're going to bake that.
For how long?
I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay,
you know, I don't
sure.
know. We're just going to watch it.
Sure.
And then we're going to come back and have some sausage breakfast pizza with y'all. We'll be back in a minute. Share some of your knowledge with us.
Yes.
Welcome back. In case y'all have just joined us, Don and I have been in here making a sausage breakfast pizza. We used hash brown potatoes as our crust, not like a bread crust. So, it looks good, y'all. And look at that.
Oh.
Look at that.
Oh, Paula.
Look at that. All right. Now, I'm so glad, Don, that we put that cheese.
I am too.
Like on the potatoes.
Yes.
And now I'm going to put a little Monterey Jack on it and run it back in the oven.
You know what that's called?
What?
Groceries.
That's groceries.
That's called groceries.
Yes, it is called groceries.
Mm. That's good.
Wow.
You
know, and I think children would love this.
You know they would.
Yeah.
Jack would have a ball.
Yes. And they would have fun helping you.
Yes.
Helping you make it. So, I mean, this won't take but a second. Can you grab that oven door, please?
I sure can.
Because this pan's a little slippery.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I hope I didn't burn my eyelashes.
Ooh, don't do that.
One time I had a gas oven and I opened it up and I was wearing my false eyelashes. And I went to the bathroom and all I had was a ring. And it burned all my false eyelash hairs off. Speaking of eyelash hairs, can I tell y'all a story? The day I wanted to kill Don Hires. We were on a cruise, right? Michael and I drew the short straw. And we had this little T90 cabin. And Don. Our cabin was not as big as this countertop.
No.
And I was over there fixing my face and I was curling my eyelashes. I had my eyelash curler here and I was curling my eyelashes. And for some reason, Don had to be right there where I was for some stupid reason. And he bent down, he raised up. I took every one of my eyelashes out with that eyelash curler. When he hit my arm, it snatched every one of my eyelashes out. And I was so upset because I was coming back after the cruise and I was fixing to shoot the pilot.
Yes.
For Paula's Home Cooking. And I said, now I ain't got an eyelash one on my right eye. I could kill you, Don Hires. And you said, I'm so stupid. I said, yes, you are stupid. Do you remember that?
You don't have to agree when I said it.
But we had a good time.
We did.
Once I got over the shock of having not eyelash one on my right eye.
I should have got you a patch.
I should have.
Oh, Paula.
Mm.
Oh.
We've had some laughs over the years, haven't we, Don?
We have. We have. There's no question about
Don's it. Don's father, Bernie, Uncle Bernie, was my daddy's older brother. And your daddy was a fabulous cook.
He was.
But he was in the restaurant business there in Albany, and he opened up
Toasted Pup, and I found a little thing of matches, the toasted, yes.
No.
Yes. I put them in my safety deposit box, because you know.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
The toasted pup.
Oh, my gosh, and the food was so good.
Oh, it was great.
He knew he could fry some fish and fry some chicken.
Oh, he could.
Look at that. I know. I got to get it up without. Look at that piece of pizza, y'all. Looks pretty darn good.
Mm, have that nice crunch on the outside and kind of a soft hash brown.
Yes. Oop. Why don't we share a plate?
That sounds like a fine idea.
You want to?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take this one. You take that one.
Maybe. See there, I always make the wrong decision.
Yeah. Yep, wrong decision.
There you go. How's that?
Well, I want you to have the prettier piece with
the
cheese.
I wouldn't.
Okay, I'll take it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Look at that cheesy crust.
I know. You got your teeth in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Ooh, it looks, that looks lovely.
Oh, gosh, from this angle, it looks incredible.
Mm.
I'm seeing cheese and onions and crusty potatoes.
Oh, boy. So good.
It is so good.
I want some more.
I want some more too. Hope y'all want some more. We'll see y'all. Delicious. All right. Now, what do you think? Jenna's or Paula's? They're both very, very good, but I have to say mine was the best. Sorry, Jenna. Love ya. Bye-bye, y'all. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.